Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you as we grow and expand and remember that all is truly well. You are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And today we are ready to take you deep inside of yourself, remembering that you are the power. You have the power to be whatever you choose to be. We want to remind you that you are enough. And this goes beyond your intellect. So we need to pray a special prayer and bring on Carly Jackson to remind us that we truly are enough.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Oh yes, you are, oh yes, I am, and that is the truth of who we are. We are one with the one, and if we're one with the one, how can we not be enough? Why do we struggle with what life has to offer us? Why do we think other people have power over us? I know you asked the question, what am I to do? It's time to surrender to your enoughness. Ricky Byers Bedwell.
What am I to do? What am I, yeah? I am like a child, and you are with me still.
Yes, yes, yes. Let my soul surrender to the heart of God, the heart of goodness. Even when things seem challenging, let me know, let me remember that I am surrounded, I am supported by a friendly universe. Even while I'm worrying and panicking, let me surrender and say, good God, have your way. God is good. Good is God. Ricky Byers Beckwith, praying us in into a wonderful circle of enoughness, reminding us that all we've got to do is surrender to who we are. The other information we've been told was fine for the time we needed to use it, but it's time to rethink, recalibrate, maybe even reboot your operating system, because you got some flops. You got some flops in your system. You got some things that need to be removed and uninstalled. Flops, faulty, limited and outdated programs. The program that was installed in your operating system when you were a child, by your parents, by your teacher, by your friends, by your community, everybody who thought and believed that it was their responsibility to install these programs inside of you. And now you've grown up.
it's time to start saying, oh, you know what, I need a spyware. I need a anti-spyware. I need to, you know, clean out my operating system because my computer, my mind is moving too slow. I can't think correctly. I need to uninstall some crap. Oh, yes. Oh, I got this perfect software. Oh, forgiveness. Oh, there it is. Oh, my. Wow, really? I'm looking at the content. I'm looking at the benefits of forgiveness. Oh, my God, it would give you back your power. You will know love differently. You will feel light. You will see your light. Oh, my God, the side effects is amazing. Y'all need to try this program. It's called forgiveness. Woo! You can take one every day and then stop when you're ready. As a matter of fact, you can just say three a day. You just decide how many you want to install in your program. Oh, life is good. It's getting better. Ricky Byers Beckwith, let my soul surrender to the heart of God. And right now, I stand in that space, declaring and demanding and knowing the truth that we are already in the heart of God, and simply by listening to the prayer through Ricky Byers Beckwith and being here right now, we have already surrendered on a deeper level. And there's no point trying to think about it because your intellect won't get it. Your intellect will say, well, have I surrendered yet? But I'm still, no, don't worry about that. Just let your intellect do what it does. The mind will always, it's meant to think. Just let it think. It's time for it to think. So when your mind don't, when your mind stops thinking is when you really need to panic. You are in the heart of God, in the mind of God. It is the truth. I'm just reminding you that you're right where you need to be. Because you are one with the one. You are one with the life of God. You are the life of God. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and where change is inspired. And when you catch that inspiration, you can't help but make a difference. You made a difference when you clicked the link to listen to the show. When you read the title, oh, Reverend D is coming, I need to listen to her. Whatever brought you here, you already made a difference. You've shifted in consciousness. So continue to surrender and continue to let go because we are getting ready to go deeper to master the art of sustainability. To remind ourselves that we're enough. And the truth is, you know, it's so simple. You don't even have to believe it. You can just act like you're enough. It doesn't matter if you don't believe you're enough. Just act like you're enough. Now, that might be too far a leap for some people, too far a jump. But just kind of let that idea, if you just say to yourself, I am enough. Say enough that you start, it's almost like you're speaking those words with your heart. And just let it speak to you. I'm not talking about an intellectual I am enough. I am enough. The intellectual I am enough is just what it is. But when you speak those words, when you utter those words from your heart and just be with it, it will shift you. 2 weeks ago, I said, you know what? I'm just going to completely surrender to this I am enoughness. I am enough. And I heard my mind say, wait. Ooh, that's kind of radical. And that means you just go about doing your own thing. What if? I mean, I just had all these thoughts. And then I realized it is really radical to accept that I am enough. So let's be radical today. And once again, I'm not talking about an intellectual thing. I'm talking about embodying it. Feel it in your body. Embody the truth, the spiritual principle that all that God is, you are. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am your host. And the host is the I Am Presence that is uniquely expressed as Life Coach Ade. And I am so grateful to be here. Thank you for being here. I haven't done this in a long time, but I got to do it now. If you're a new listener, then just you get used to it. Old listeners know about this. Long-time listeners, old. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with old. My tea's getting cold and I need to drink some. I like my tea very hot. I don't do warm tea or none of that. And there's a lot in it. And it was good. I make the best tea. I digress. Now I'm back. We just had a meditative moment. Drink some tea. Take a sip. It's so nice to see you, connect with you. It's nice to feel your energy. All of you in the chat room, silent listeners, disguised as guests, the brown sugar cheek is in the house. Ooh, this is going to be a sweet show. Oshun is in the house. Give me some honey. Let me put it in my tea. Earthweb is in the house. We're grounded because the earth has got us. And we, as we continue to create this web, well, we remind ourselves that we are one, and we also have the silent listeners saying, I don't want to be called out. Let me just be behind the scenes. I don't want to log in and all of that. It's okay. Thank you for being here. We got the new Jace. We got new Jackie. It's just a new way of doing what we do. And Yvette is in the house saying, listen, you don't have to see me. I just hold you down. I keep it grounded. I hold space. And Celeste, the celestial one, she's the one that goes up there, flutter up into the spirit realm and catch the message and flutter back down to the earth and say, look what I got. The number for the day is 2. And all of you that are listening on the phone line, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lori is in the house, a.k.a. baby sis. And there's some other numbers that I don't recognize. Thank you all for being here. Also want to welcome our Within Radio listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And, of course, we can't forget our, those folks again? Those people in the archive. Yes, yes, you in the archive. Hey, how you doing? I'm so glad you're listening to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you share the show, okay? All right, I'm out. Keep listening. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The topic, the theme, the conversation today is You Are Enough. The art of sustainability and our enough. I said within radio listeners, didn't I? Celeste is talking to me. She's just messing with my flow. So anyway, our enough spiritual guide, spiritual tour guide is Reverend Deborah Johnson. So, see, we're going on this on a spiritual ride. I'm driving the bus, and Reverend Deborah Johnson saying, listen, when you just get so caught up in other people's power over there, you feel a sense of separation. And over here is your personal power. You catch the idea? Yes, yes, yes. Let's bring on Celeste, because I am ready to dive in into this conversation. Rev D will be with us very soon, and I don't know if there's anything else I need to say. I'm just excited by this moment. And there's something happens when you have to go through some obstacles, when things that happen, challenges, but you get to get beyond it. Oh, my God, it's inspiring. So bring on all the challenges. No, not so fast. I'm just playing. Hey, Celeste. Celeste, where are you?
Like, okay,
yeah, you know.
Can you hear me?
We worked it out.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Mm-mm, no, you can't.
Oh, wait a minute. You're playing tricks. Stop playing tricks on me. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm all in your studio playing with the controls. Hey, Life Coach today. How you doing?
I am good. I am grateful. I am here. How are you?
I'm great. I'm still vibing off of that Aries show that you did with the Aries panel, Mark Husson, Hay House Radio. What an amazing show, and I kept, if you missed it, I promise you, as soon as it becomes available, I will post the link, because you know a day, besides being a spiritual guide in your own right, the metaphysical rebel, what do we else call you, the Mad Hatter, and everything else, and you do share your business, but even more of your business comes out on that show.
But I tell you something, I'm always like, oh, God, But, you know, the thing for me is what I'm committed to is teaching truth and truth that liberates all of us. And it's in my nature, even though when I start thinking about it, I'm like, did you have to say that? But really, okay. I want that. Let me tell you what I want to be rather than what I don't want to be. I want to be the kind of teachers that the teacher that allow other people to embrace their humanity. Because sometimes when we learn something new, a new awareness, a new thought, we often think the teachers that are teaching this, that are writing the book, don't have any challenges in their lives. But we all go through life. And as much as there's a part of me that is called Mr. Perfection, oh, my God, that part of me wants to look good all the time. It's like, no, you're not going to talk about that. You're going to talk about how great things are. But I know he really is just an illusion. It's something I made up in my head to make me overcompensate for a part of me that I think I'm not good enough. So when Mr. Perfection shows up, it's like, shh, this is not your party. We're having a heart-to-heart conversation. But get out after the interview, like, why did you tell your business? But, you know, it's my business. It's everybody's business because we are going through life and growing through life. But I do love being interviewed because it takes me to a different place. I don't have to deal with computers and chat rooms and stuff. And I'm grateful. I want my life to be an example that inspires other people to be who they are and fall in love with a part of themselves that they once were judging and criticizing. Because the part of us that we judge and criticize is actually a gift, you know. So even as Mr. Perfection judged me from telling my business, it's a gift. Because then I can relate to somebody else who's caught up in being perfect and looking good. So don't stop me off, Celeste. Don't stop me off.
I know.
I'm trying to be
observed. And I have to tell you something. You know, family members, you know, we also like to give tips on this show. And this is a personal tip from my baby sister, Lori, who is really making it her business to be with us all the time because we are going to go down to one show a week. That doesn't mean you're not going to be powerfully blessed. And there are some other things that's, you know, coming in up on the horizon. But she told me last night, look, I am going to be online. I am going to be listening to him for 3 days a week until I get him one day a week. And I just thought that was really amazing. And the other thing that I realize is that if you really want to have some reconciliation and healing in your family, you know, you can use Life Coach Today as a channel. Well, this is what you do. Anybody you're beefing with or not beefing with in your family, you just tell them about this crazy man on the radio. You're like, oh, my gosh, you've got to listen to him. He is so off the chain, blah, blah, blah. And then perhaps the topic might refer to something you're actually dealing with. And then maybe they'll listen. And then maybe they'll keep coming back and getting more. And then the healing from Life Conversations Radio Network will hit your home and your relationships. Not that I had a problem with my baby sister, but our relationship is so full because when I cut up, she is the first one who will quote me. Life Coach Today said, it doesn't make me happy all the time. But isn't it amazing to be able to share our ministers together? Because you are a minister in your own right. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you for that nice plug. We're here to serve. This is the house of love, and we're here to join together heart to heart, soul to soul. We need each other. I don't care where you live. If you're top of the hill, you're part of this one nation. So and even if you're on a high horse, thank you. Let us know what the view looks like so we can be inspired. So let's what are we doing? We're doing an announcement.
You're gonna do
we're doing an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then Rev D will be with us real soon, Reverend Deborah Johnson, for those of you. She's my spiritual midwife. But anyway, don't get me started. All right, let's do the announcement.
You should give birth to.
What you hear now is what I gave birth to. It's every day.
I know. It was a plug. All right.
Thank you, Celeste. We'll do the announcement, and then we'll come back, and Rev D will be here. Because I declare it as so.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the metaphysical level, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Day button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. If you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach Today, you can email them to ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of April is Nothing Matters and Everything Does. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safara for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And don't forget to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Breaking news. We are still having the Sounds of Soul with the Danny Feloce Party on the Sounds of Soul page on Facebook at 9 p.m. Eastern on Saturday nights. Be on the lookout for a link and instructions of where to find the party and the chat room. We'll be sure to keep you updated. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach a Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show, and we're here to inspire you. We're here to support you, you know, kind of like when you go to a gym and you're stretching, or maybe even your yoga teacher, and she goes, stretch, breathe in and breathe out, stretch. That's what we're here to do, to help you stretch and step into your greater yet to be. You know, life is a gift. The gift of life is you. And the gift is really not a gift until you give it away. Ooh, I'm thinking of the song Throw It Away. Nikki Harris did a version of it, and Abby Lincoln did it. I love that song. If you don't know it, Google it. Throw It Away, Abby Lincoln. Great song. Whatever, you can't lose a thing. You can never lose a thing if it belongs to you. We are here to give of ourselves, to give our gift, to give our talents. And we need to wake up, especially in the Western world, to start thinking differently about money, about our gifts, about our purpose, and about why we're here. You know, life is intoxicating. I get drunk on life. 347-426-3346 is the number to call in for your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement. Bring it all. This is the House of Love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. So whatever you're moving through, whatever you're growing through, holler. I couldn't help that. Call in. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Let's see. Let's see what we are doing right now. All right. I'm going to tell you. Don't tell anybody, but I'm buying time, okay? She's not here yet, but she's coming. Celeste was talking. Oh, I need to tell you, because Celeste was talking about yesterday's show on Hay House Radio with Mark Husson, Power Peak Hour with Mark Husson. Okay, let's try that again. Mark Husson, H-U-S-S-O-N. Now, if you're not a member, Hay House Radio has like a membership thing. If you're not a member, the show is available for a week. After a week, it won't be available. So right now, don't listen to it yet. If you want to listen to the interview I did on Hay House Radio with Mark, go to Hay House Radio, look for Mark Husson, Power Peak Hour. Just follow the links and stuff, and just click the links or have it bookmarked or something. But you must listen to it within the week if you're not a member. But if you're a member, then, you know, just listen to it whenever. Today's conversation, today's topic is You Are Enough, The Art of Sustainability. The theme for the month is Nothing Matters and Everything Does. Think about that. There's a double meaning there. Nothing matters and everything does. Nothing matters. The nothing that is everywhere evenly present that become something in your life, because we're always praying for something, and we pray to the nothing to answer our prayer. Now, we sometimes call it a nothing, and some of you might even feel funny about the idea of saying God is a nothing. You know what? I know God on a first name basis. God and I are one, so God ain't tripping if I call it nothing. But if it makes you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to do what I do. It's okay. It's fine. Oh, okay. I was reading the message right there. Behind the scenes stuff. But anyway. So yes, this nothing that we call God, that we call divine, the higher self, the infinite, the universe, the creator, God, Buddha, you know, there's so many names. Oluwa, Olorun, Ife. I mean, it goes on, Baba. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on, because the nothing is everything, and you can call it what you want as long as it resonates with what's in your heart. And what I mean by that is that celebrates the truth of who you are. Let go of the judgmental God. It doesn't exist, only in your mind. That's another flop in your operating system. Faulty, limited, and outdated program. God is a spiritual principle that is forever true, no matter what. I am so excited. My spiritual medium is in the house, and actually, I just noticed that she's been here all along, but I was expecting something else. So I think it's time to bring on Celeste so we can tell you a little bit about her and do whatever we do, because I can't think right now. So Celeste, ready or not, here I come. I'm going to find you. Okay, I'm not going to sing. I need to stop showing up when I bring Reverend D. I can't keep doing that. I got to be a little bit more spiritual and more polished. I have a great song. I got a great sound, because Carly said, do you hear me when you hear me sing? And Carly is a great singer, so I hear myself when I hear Carly singing. So my voice is great. So anyway.
I'm so going to get into this announcement right now, though. I love the original of that song. Thank you for singing it.
Hey, watch your mouth.
What?
Yeah,
okay, deep breath. I know Reverend Deborah Johnson is cracking up where she is right now. Family, it's my honor to introduce you to a return guest and elder of the show, and amazing woman of God, Reverend Deborah L. Johnson, is the founding minister and president of Inner Light Ministries, an omni-faith outreach ministry dedicated to teaching the practical application of universal spiritual principles to all of life circumstances. She holds a vision of oneness beyond creed and doctrine, and feels particularly called to heal the sense of separation between those adhering to conservative and progressive ideologies ideologies. She is founder and president of the Motivational Institute, an organizational development consulting firm specializing in cultural diversity, serving the public, private, and nonprofit sectors. As a dynamic public speaker, she is known for her ability to bring clarity to complex and emotionally charged issues. And as an advocate for continuing and lifelong learning, Reverend Deborah is a faculty member at several institutes of higher learning. She holds a BA in economics from USC, an MBA from UCLA, and a ministerial degree from the Holmes Institute. She also is the author of Letters from the Infinite series, Your Deepest Intent, The Sacred Yes, and Living the Sacred Yes, Affirmations for Action. Wherever she goes, her message is always one of possibility, inclusion, empowerment, and transformation. Family, get ready to welcome Reverend Deborah L. Johnson.
My spiritual midwife, Rev D. Hello, Reverend D. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you doing? With an intro like that, what? Like, who's that?
Well, I was going to say I've been behaving myself before you showed up, but I'm not going to behave myself like that. I've been cutting up. So if people ask you, who is that guy? He was just crazy. Just say, yeah, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Crazy is good. Say you're a fool for God.
That's right. That's it right there. It is so nice to have you back. I have missed you, and I, you know, there's so many places, and I'm not going to do too much talking because, as I said earlier, I don't know if you heard it, we're going on a tour. I'm going to drive the spiritual bus, and you're going to be the spiritual tour guide. So I'll just take the left, the right, and you just show people where, you know, the landmarks of their life live. But I was thinking of your message and your talks when I listened to them, and I just think there's just something about the way you teach that just transcends all barriers. And I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know if I ever find it, but it's like there's something. And one day I hope I can tap into – I trust that I will tap into that consciousness because – you know, there's something about your lesson. There's something about you. And you have a way of just speaking to people right where they are, even if you're speaking to one person. And that I just love about you. And I'm so grateful for who you are on the planet, how you're showing up, and even grateful for what's going to unfold in this conversation. So thank you for saying yes to life.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger.
You're very welcome. So, you know, I got to ask this question because that's very important. Mm-hmm. If we want to lay the ground, we want to do the foundation. Who are you? Who is Reverend Deborah Johnson?
I'm still trying to figure out who this Reverend Deborah Johnson character is. as life unfolds, spirit seems to always have some new layer or some new texture of her being that is still yet to be discovered. The spiritual essence that Reverend Deborah L. Johnson has the pleasure of being the incarnation of is something that can't be named. I'm not trying to avoid the question, but it would be like asking, well, what is life? Or, you know, just what is love that we're too big to put into a box that when you take the infinite and try to put it into finite terms, you miss something. I can tell you a little bit about what it looks like. This Reverend Deborah Johnson character is a serious, serious student of life. And the student is constantly learning. I've learned that life is the journey and not the destination. And wherever it is that I am, the Girl Scout in me wants to leave wherever I've been a little bit better than it was when I found it. And I have a particular passion about people and consciousness. Mm. and how we interact with each other and the wealth and the beauty of our diversity, how it adds strength and not just divisiveness. And a good bulk of my life has been somewhere around helping people just get over it, discovering that we're all connected at a profound way. And if we act like that, then there's actually room enough for all.
Yes, yes, you do that so well. I know there's a lot of work that go on behind the scenes that I call the backstory. The backstory is where the work comes out. The backstory, and I have some ideas on the backstory. The backstory, oh, my God, that's a lifetime. You know, people come to a restaurant and say, oh, my God, this is good. Oh, I love that restaurant. Look how pretty that looks. Look how great it tastes. But they don't know what was going on in the kitchen. Ooh, sometimes the chef don't show up, but we still got to serve the food.
Yeah, exactly. And it's important. It's important that we not get so attached to what we think that final outcome, you know, needs to look like, and that we're not so caught up in the illusion. You know, I like that idea of the backstory. You know, most of us just want the final product, but we don't want to do the work. We want to wake up every morning with the food on the table, so to speak, but nobody wants to get in the kitchen and get dirty, you know, or messy. And we, particularly in our society, we want the accoutrements. We have this microwave consciousness where we just expect it to be there, and we're not really thinking about, well, where did it come from and how did it get there, and what's my part in making sure that it's available and there tomorrow and not just what I'm going to consume right now.
Which is a good way to just go deep into our topic today, which is You Are Enough, the Art of Sustainability. And life is just so amazing. I was having a conversation with a dear brother of mine, John, and we were just talking, and then we end up in this place, and we're talking about being enough and what it really means. And I'd forgotten that today's conversation is going to be about that. It was when I was doing some updating and research, and I thought, oh, that's the topic for today. And this morning I went to your website, and for those who need to know, everybody needs to know, because trust me, you want to know, innerlightministries.com. And you can watch some of, you can stream, the service is archived. So this morning I went there and I heard a little bit of your talk, and you were talking about sustainability, this whole thing about really knowing that we are enough, that we have everything that we need. I'm thinking, okay, goodness, okay, God, this is just right on time. Now, in the spiritual community, we talk about it, I am enough, we are enough, we use it as an affirmation. But sometimes it's just from the neck up. I want to ask you, how can you just talk? I'm not going to ask you how you define, because for me, I just want to drive the bus. I'll let you do it. Do your thing. Can you talk to us about being enough, living in the consciousness of enoughness?
Yes. And, of course, as fate would have it, my sermon topic last Sunday was your inner sustainability. So there's just, you know, there are no accidents, you know, in the universe. The concept of enoughness is deeply tied to the concept of sustainability. So if you don't mind, I'd like to address that first. Because if we don't really understand sustainability, then the idea of enoughness becomes a difficult one for us to really grasp. What I tell people is that everything that we ever really need to know about life, we can find in nature. That we are a part of life and that we are a part of nature. we have gotten to the point where we think of ourselves as separate, but we're not. There are certain laws that govern the universe that affect the plants and the stars and the oceans and the tides. And we're made up of all of that same stuff and are influenced by all the same things. And there is an order out there. And what we see in the outer world is that everything always tends towards balance. There are these inner mechanisms that are always bringing things back to equilibrium, that restoration is the natural order of things. If you have a forest fire, for example, and everything is all charred up, it won't be long, perhaps even just the next springtime, where you'll find little sprouts of grass coming out, little leaves and twigs that'll be sprouting out of the charred wood, that it'll be covered with moss. Even a little blade of grass will make its way up through the cracks of a cement sidewalk. A bird will nest in the barbed wire of a prison. There's this way that life just keeps moving on, regenerating itself, which is part of the Easter story, which is part of the renewal story, the spring solstice story that we are now here in the springtime, and that we are a part of that. It's not like there's going to be restoration and renewal for everything in the universe but us, or that somehow all of these wonderful principles are for all of the flowers, all of the stars, all of the earth, all of the everything, every insect, every creature, but us. we're not excluded. We don't have our own universe. We don't have our own air and our own water and our own gravity. We're all influenced and operating with the same thing. And when we remember that, when we remember that life is a series of cycles and that the cycles are there to balance each other. There's an ebb and there's a flow. There's the time when the leaves grow. There's a time when the leaves fall off. There's a time when you ingest. There's a time when you eliminate. There's a time when you're awake. There's a time when you sleep. There's a time when you're born. There's a time when you die. Spirit speaks of this in all things, its seasons. When we accept the fact that we are a part of nature and that our soul, so to speak, has its seasons, then we go to realize that wherever we are within life, wherever we are in its journey, there's not only something happening, but a regeneration is happening, a restoration is happening right where we are at all times. We get into this idea of linear, and we think, well, this thing has happened, and now I'm on this trajectory where I'm away from my good, or it's over, or I'm never going to get it, or, you know, blah, 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 blah. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as linear. That's a false illusion. Even what we think of as linear is a series of cycles. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years is January, February, March, April. Day to day is 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It's a series of cycles so that there's this rejuvenation, there's this restoration process that is always going on. It's always happening. That no matter what it is we think we've lost, there's always something else that's going to come around, back around, and replace it. There's always another one. It may not look like the same thing, but nothing in nature repeats itself. Nothing. If the limb falls off the tree isn't trying to reattach it. it grows in that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in the exact same spot, but it grows another one. When the leaves fall off, there's not an attempt to put an exact duplicate of each leaf in exactly same spot that every leaf fell off. No, that's not how nature works. We start thinking that we're not enough when we forget that we're a part of nature that renews, that regenerates.
Yeah.
When we forget that there is something out there that's always bringing us back into balance, if we just let it, we interfere.
Mm-hmm.
We get in the way. We get in the way with our stories about how we can't restore, how we're not enough. It's just a narrative. Yeah. It's just a story. And if we let go of the story, oh, we will see the power. We will see the power of God to make all things new in us time and time and time again.
I love the connection with nature, because the more I think about my life, especially now, I'm learning so much from nature that it's all a season. There's a cycle. So when I'm going through challenging experience, to know that it's just a matter of time, it's going to shift. When I'm on top of the world and everything looks very summery, it's just a matter of time before I need to just like, oh, my God, I feel cold. I feel alone. But knowing that it's an ongoing cycle, you talk about the renewing and regenerating. Now, you also said, if we let go of the story, how to let go of the story, especially for someone who's heard the story from since birth over and over and over and over and over again, that it's almost like it's become part of their skin. So how do they start the process or continue the process of letting go of the story and now install a new information or connect, or should I say activate, the information that's already there, that we are connected to nature and nature renews and regenerates?
Tell a different story. It really just starts right there. Is start telling another story. We're not stuck with our past. We are constantly creating our past. What we do today becomes yesterday, tomorrow. Today is the first day of the rest of your past. And we can change the past that we have by what we do today. We are creatures of habit. Things are repetitive. When we wake up in the morning and we're plagued with the same thoughts that we had the night before, I'm suddenly hearing Billie Holiday with Good Morning Heartache. It isn't that the heartache followed us into the new day. That's not what happens. What happened is that we got up in the morning and we chose to think again the same thoughts that we thought the night before. This is really important. Nothing is following us around, constantly recreating it. This is the concept of recovery, of this notion of the bottom, that we keep on a certain pattern that's working against us, that's destructive, until we hit the bottom. And the bottom is this place where the pain and the dysfunction become so great that we make the decision at that point no more. It's a decision. And the moment that we make that decision, then we start making other choices. So the question becomes, how low do we have to go? How long do we have to be miserable before we make that choice and say, this isn't working for me, and I'm going to try something else? Mm-hmm. What I tell people now is that my bottom is just higher. Because I know that drama is optional. And I don't have to wait till I'm in the ditch before I surrender or turn to God. I don't have to wait until everything is broken down before I decide that my way of doing this is not working for me. Because the truth is, you can find God at the top of the Himalayas. You can find God in the bottom of the ditch. God's everywhere, so you can find God everywhere. If the bottom for you is 10 rungs down, well, you know what? You passed up God at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You could have stopped the slide anywhere. You don't have to do that. It reminds me of one of my spirit messages. You know, I have this wonderful prophetic gift and get these spirit letters, and they come in the form of full punctuation, and they are in, some of them are published in the series called Letters from the Infinite by Sounds True. And I remember I was having this discussion, an internal discussion with the divine, and I was mad and pissed off at God around money stuff. And, you know, why is it that, you know, I always have to get out on a limb? Why is it that I always have to be, like, hanging off the cliff, so to speak, before you come and do something? You know, I'm tired of always being out there on the limb. And Spirit just said to me, it is your choice to be on the limb, for I am the tree. And if my limb basically is where you have to be, then that's your choice. But I'm the whole tree. And and you don't have to be off the limb.
You know, gosh, that's a shift in consciousness, because I do sometimes feel like I'm out on the limb, and even the statement, I'm on the limb, like, oh, my God, it's risky over here. But if God is the tree, okay, so the question becomes, and if you're out on the limb, and what's the point? what's your point?
The limb is no less a part of the tree than the trunk.
And that's a different story that you're talking about, telling a different story, to recognize that the limb and the tree are one. It's not something in place where we're risky or something's bad, or I wish I was on top of the tree, or I wish I was connected more to the root, I wish I was the fruit.
See, the not enoughness story behind not enoughness is that I'm separate. My mentor is the Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith, out of Los Angeles. And I trained for him for many years. I've been a student for 30 years, and we grew up in the same area of L.A., one of the founders of Agape, his spiritual center there. I highly, highly recommend that people Google him and get to know him and his work. And, you know, Reverend Michael always taught us that there's only one thing that ever needs to be healed, and that's the sense of separation. If there were just one thing that I would want everybody in the world to know, it would be that the only thing that ever needs to be healed is just a sense of separation. And I mean, there isn't a problem in the world from the most global macroeconomic issue to whatever's going on inside our own lives or our own body temples, that it is all rooted in this idea of separation, that we're separate from our good, we're separate from our wealth, our health, opportunities, each other, our power, you know, on and on and on. And the not enoughness is rooted in that, in the sense of separation. And I love the way that he says, what you're looking for, you're looking with. What you're looking for, you're looking with. That we are the love that we're seeking. We are the balance that we're seeking. We are the abundance that we're seeking. It's who we are by our nature. And as long as we're believing that I'm not enough, there isn't enough wealth in the world that's going to make a person with an impoverished consciousness feel like they're abundant. You'll just be a poor person with a lot of money and scared to scared to death that you'll lose that money and you won't it won't feel genuine. It won't feel real. And there's a good chance that you'll lose it. We studies have proven that time and time again. People win the lottery, they win these huge sums of money, and then it's gone. Because their perception of themselves as not being wealthy, their perception of themselves is not enough, trumps everything. So we can affirm that we have a divine-like relationship and, you know, this wonderful person and yada, yada, yada. That's fine. And we may get it. We may get that. Or we may get that house or that job or whatever material thing we're fixated on. But if we do not believe in our heart that we are enough, we can't keep it. The universe is so loving and it is so exact, it will not allow us to have anything we don't believe we deserve. It won't let us do that. It won't allow us to have anything that we don't think we deserve. So we would do much better to spend our time clearing up our false ideas of our not enoughness than we would spending that time chasing after things that we believe once we obtain them are going to make us something. So we make the mistake of thinking that the form, the expression, the avenue is the thing itself. But song is just an expression of music. It's not all of music. A relationship is an expression of love. It's not all of love. If it's not that song, it'll be another song. If it's not that relationship, it'll be another relationship. You know, your job is not the source. It's a resource. Read. Do it again. And we make the mistake of thinking our resources are the source. And when we make our resources, our relationships, our jobs, or whatnot, the source, we make a god out of them. We make a god out of them. We make a god out of anything that we allow to define us or determine our possibility. And this notion of being enough is so important for us to realize I can't be separate, that there's no way. I can't be separate from my essence. I can't be separate from who I am. This is why it's important for us to realize that we're a part of nature. It's who we are. It's not something that we become. We are innately enough. The not enoughness is a story. It's a story that starts with an externalization. Yeah. I don't have this thing, so I'm not whatever. Mm. But there's this distance. It isn't just, really hear this, it's not just that I am not enough. I am not enough if there's something else other than me that I don't have. You feel that? It isn't I'm not enough. It's there's something missing. There's something else that I should have that I don't have. And because I don't have this quote-unquote other thing, then in and of myself I'm not enough. That's why I say it's a sense of separation. And whatever that thing is that we don't think that we have, it isn't about the thing, but it's what the thing represents that we have to realize that we're already one with. That the love that relationship presents is something I am at one with. I'm one with the quality of it. I'm one with the essence of it. Whatever that opportunity represents, possibility, creativity, that's who I am. That's part of my spiritual DNA. But when we think that isn't who we are, then we go about trying to get it. We're like burglars. We're like thieves who think we're broke, and then we break in to somebody else's house, steal their stereo or whatever, to sell it, to make us think that we have enough. I'm trying to siphon off your love. I can put it in my gas tank because I can't run till I have some of your gas in me. You know? It's like it goes on and on and on. And it isn't until you stop and go, no, I don't need all these people, places, and things. I don't need that in order to be okay with me. For me to feel like I am enough. We're like nature. We have our own whole little ecosystem, so to speak, within ourselves. And it is an illusion that anything is coming from without. Your health is in your body. You can't get health from someplace else. You can't get somebody else's health. Doctor can't give it to you. You can't buy it. Your health is within the very body that appears to be diseased. But beneath the disease is a perfect pattern of health that's still there. You can't have somebody else's power. You can't have somebody else's creativity. You can't love with someone else's love. You can't love with somebody else's heart. You can't play music with somebody else's fingers. It's all within us. All of it is within us. Breathe in. Is anybody listening? Stop right now and just take a deep breath. I am enough. Because God's grace is sufficient. We are enough. Not because of what we've done. We are enough because of who we are. You know, when a baby's born, what has the baby done to deserve clothing, shelter, food? You know, he ain't paid into Social Security. You know? You haven't brought home any bacon? You know, what have you done? And we're laughing at him, but we understand that the baby's alive. The baby's alive, and that's enough. That little 5-day-old baby is enough. That he deserves everything just because he's alive. And I know we believe that, but when did we stop? At what point is being alive not enough? I'm reminded of this wonderful time. I do a lot of prison outreach, and I was in Avenal prison this particular day. It's a men's prison in Central Coast, California. And one of the people I do a lot of work with is a Muslim imam, the Imam Michael Salam. He's a African American male from Tennessee, raised in the Holiness Church, like I was. And he converted to Islam in prison himself decades ago. Beautiful man. Oneness consciousness. And he was saying to the men at this particular event, he said, all babies speak one language. We all are born speaking the same language. And he says, and you know, you get to know the baby after a while, and you know this means I'm hungry, and this one's I'm wet, and you know, and you kind of figure it out. And he went on and on and on, and how we are responsive, and we know this, and then he just raised up and he said, and he looked at us and said, and at what point did you stop hearing my cry? At what point did we stop hearing each other's cry and understanding what that meant and it registering to us a sense of urgency that there was something that needed to be done with and for each other? And I'll never forget that. It was so poignant. It was so poignant. I'd like to say one more thing about this.
Oh, sure.
This idea of the grace. The New Testament uses the Greek word charis for grace. It's the Greek word out of which we get the word charity. And its definition is unmerited favor. And we have taken that in our English language to mean undeserved favor. Favor that we really shouldn't have. But it's unmerited favor because it can't be earned. It's unmerited favor because you don't get it by merit. That there's nothing that we can do to earn the right to live. You can't earn it. You can't earn happiness. You can't earn health. You can't earn creativity. You can't earn it. You can't earn balance and trust and truth and faith and harmony and courage and strength and peace. You can't earn peace of mind. That's why it's unmerited, not because it's undeserving, but because you can't earn it. So we can't earn a sense of enoughness. And we make ourselves crazy.
Oh,
well,
wow.
What else can I do? What else can I do to make myself feel enough? But it's, your enoughness is unmerited. Not undeserving. You can't create it. It just is. And that's the narrative. That's the new story that we have to tell ourselves and remind ourselves. I am. And that's enough.
Whew. I can't even try and summarize everything you said because my mind is so blown wide open right now. Like, hold on a minute. Let me just let it all land. You have shared so much. And, we're going to take a break. And I was telling Celeste, I can't take a break right now. I'm going to just let Rev D go. And we just said, we'll just keep it going. And you've given enough so far for us to just let that marinate. And, I just love you. I am so grateful for who you are on this planet. So grateful.
Likewise, my brother. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. I want to go back to something that sounds so simple, but it's so important in this conversation. Because I have had conversations with people who call themselves, well, I subscribe to New Thought, I'm a metaphysician, I'm on a spiritual path. And from what you shared now, it's like there's something about not really accepting that we're one with God. You know, mm-hmm. Someone can say, well, how can you say that I'm one with God? I mean, God is everywhere. God is, but I'm not that. I'm a part of God. I'm a child of God, but I'm not really a part of God. I'm not one with God. So I want you to, and you've said it, but I just want you to, I just want to create a space for that to be heard even deeper. Because for me, I'm hearing also on a deeper level that, yes, that it's not so much about accepting and believing and knowing that I am enough. Is when I feel, when I believe that I am not enough because of something I didn't say or something I don't have, something I'm trying to achieve that is not here right now, I'm really dealing with a sense of separation. So I want you to, when we come back, talk a little bit more about us being one with God. I mean, it sounds very sexy, sounds very nice to say, I am one with God, but what, you know, on a deeper level, when we catch that, it would change everything. I think we'll stop writing books, start teaching, no more radio shows, because then you living, breathing the one. Okay, I need some water. We're going to take a break. We're going to speak in Celeste. I can't even talk. I just feel so much energy rushing through me. So I'm going to take a breath and breathe out, and you feel free to do the same thing with me, unless you're, yeah, wherever you are. And to find out more about Reverend Deborah Jones, I want to give you two websites. To find out about her church home, the website address is innerlightministries.com, innerlightministries.com, and her professional page, other page, is deborahjohnson.org. That's Deborah with an H, deborahjohnson.org. You can find out more information about her. And what can I say that she hasn't said? I mean, just feel her consciousness. Just taste the soul food that she's serving, and you will know who she is. And what a gift. What a gift. Hey, Celeste. I know that's right.
Hey, I have to share this comment for the both of you in the chat room from EarthWebs, because I started off the show saying that I felt like the song Let My Soul Surrender felt like a wedding vow to me for the first time, the Ricky Byers Beckwith show song. We started out with that. And then Earthwebs came in and said, this is not just food for thought. This is a giant wedding feast of food for thought. So grateful for this. And it does feel like a wedding. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. I said, my goodness, after Reverend Deborah Johnson finished talking, I said, my goodness, I just had a spiritual orgasm. I'm getting ready to have a baby. I don't know what it's going to be first. I mean, boom. I'm like, whoa. I mean, there's just so much when the truth is spoken with clarity and love and the clear understanding that Reverend Johnson knows that she's enough. She knows it and wants us to remember. So I just had to share that. I know there's more to be revealed and shared, so I'm going to get right to it. But I'm telling you, family.
So there's a comment here, right, from Imani on the like page.
Yes.
She said she liked the idea of, you know, that about telling ourselves another story and recreating our past.
Mm-hmm.
And how she basically, she was led to the show, and it's just what she needs. And when we do share, when we serve from that space of oneness, everybody will be fed. That's what I'm taking from the show from this point on. When we serve from the place of oneness, everybody is served, including me.
Woo! All right.
All right, go ahead.
So
I'm about to start running around here shouting.
I know. Stop it. I try to, you know, people asking me for fans, okay? I'm like, I'm getting you some fans, y'all, because we in church today. This is real church over here. Now, do you know that you are enough? I know you do after listening to Reverend Johnson and Life Coach Today. And we have more in store for you on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show coming up next week. Now, listen, we've had on Carl Stutna and Cynthia James separately on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. But this dynamic couple will be interviewed together for the first time, sharing the secrets of their powerful marriage and the tool that they use called vulnerability. And then Life Coach Today will be flying solo to support you in navigating the deep end of life. Yes, it's soul food for your consciousness. And don't miss our Saturday night music party, The Sounds of Soul with the Danny Feloce at 9 p.m. Eastern. Be on the lookout for a link and instructions on where to find the party in the chat room. We have a wonderful time. Come spend your Saturday night with us. We will definitely keep you updated. So make sure you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12Radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Sick of doodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Sick of doodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I'm sitting down, but I'm not really in my body, so I feel like I'm floating right now. It's time for Celestial Moment, later than normal, but it's right on time because I didn't want to take a break, but, you know, got to follow protocols because I don't want my boss to have a conversation with me. So now let's jump quickly into Celestial Moment, and we're going to continue the conversation with Reverend Deborah Johnson and really getting a deeper understanding that we are truly one with the One. Celeste, you ready to serve us, tell us about the spiritual weather report?
Yes, I am. It is my pleasure. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 2. The number 2 is ruled by the moon, and 2 expresses as the hawk in medicine cards. The hawk is the messenger circling our dreams and teaches us how to fly with awareness. Now, 2 also shows up as the high priestess in tarot cards, and that's exactly where we're going to put the spotlight today. You are actually witnessing her in the flesh through our guest, Reverend Johnson, today. The high priestess says, bring me the bruised fruit. Bring me the mangled grain. I'll startle you with its dazzle again and again and again. Tarot is a spiritual roadmap. Now, between the one magician and the 3 empress, we find tarot's first teacher, the high priestess, which is also ruled by the moon. She connects us to our inner wisdom and our intuitive voice. She promises us that when we connect with these voices, we will be the change that we want to see. While the magician promises we have all the tools we need to access our best life, and the empress assures us of abundance, the high priestess is the key for tapping into our heart's desires. Are you ready to unlock your treasures? The high priestess has accessed the sacred information, but you won't hear it running to and fro. She's the deep mystery, and therefore not loud. You'll have to turn down the noise in your life so that you might hear her. She beckons you, but it's always your choice to either ignore her voice or respond to her call. All is well. And that's the story of 2 told through the High Priestess of Tarot Cards. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. I love it.
I mean, oh my God, talk about a spiritual orgasm, celestial moment. What Reverend D is sharing with us is just, I mean, thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And yes, we do have the hawk in the flesh. And this is Destiny Muhammad, Grace. Destiny, Harpist from the Hood. To find out more about this, let me turn this up a little bit.
Sustaining grace. Amazing grace.
That's what we're being reminded of. That it's there. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to deserve it. You don't have to affirm it. It's yours. You're it. It's you. Personified. Okay, let's go back to the conversation because, oh, my God, I want more, but not from a place of lack because I just feel I want to go higher and higher. 347-426-3346 if you have any questions. I know some of you is just so full right now. 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad or you can post, email the questions. You've got to do it quick, though, because I'm staying focused with my spiritual midwife. Reverend Deborah, welcome back.
Thank you.
We need to have a Reverend Deborah diet. People will lose weight, gain weight, have the strength. Everything will just happen within a week. You don't need 40 days. You know, I mean, come on. All right. Let's talk about this oneness. I mean, one day I'm going to bring you on. I'm just going to have you do the whole two-hour shows because I just love. Okay, let's talk about oneness. Let me take a breath.
Well, part of our problem with this idea of oneness is the English language. And the word one has many different meanings and many different connotations. When people hear some folks say that they are one with God, what they're hearing is that you are saying that you are the same as God.
Mm.
But I don't even think Jesus meant that when he was telling people that I and my Father are one, that he was trying to explain that his power was coming from a particular source, that he was here as a delegated agent, so to speak, acting under delegated authority, but that the power that he was using wasn't his own. It was coming from someplace else. And he was explaining the same thing to us, that, you know, that we're in it, but we're not of it. And that word of that is used there in Scripture is the Greek word ek, which also means from, that we're in this world, but we're not from here. We're from someplace else. This was the message that Jesus was giving to Nicodemus, as Nicodemus was stealing away to him in the middle of the night, a Pharisee leader, who's saying, you know, I've watched you, and nobody can do miracles like this unless they are empowered by something much greater than they are. And Jesus says to him, you know, unless it's interpreted in the King James Version that unless you be born again, that you will not be able to see God. And this see is to be able to perceive it right where you are, not some by and by later, distant. And once again, this idea of the born again, and it's very interesting because the word that's being translated again, it's the only time that that word is translated as again in the sense of time, because it's more of a word that means a space dimension. A more accurate translation would be unless you be born from above, from another realm. We're in it, but we are not from it. We're not of it. And it is in that sense that we speak of in terms of the oneness. It's more of a united. The best way to describe it, it would be like DNA, so to speak, where you can't be anything that your parents were not. You can't be. Because You get all of your DNA from them. You're not them, but you can't be anything that isn't them. Because that's where you come from, so to speak. Well, it's the same thing with us spiritually, that everything that we are spiritually, we are part of the DNA of God itself. The stuff that we are made of, our soul's essence, we are incarnations, incarnate, in flesh. But something has to be in the flesh. That thing that's in the flesh comes from spirit. We're like the drop of ocean to the sea. The drop is not all of the ocean, but there's nothing in the drop that isn't pure sea. And when we forget that and we think that we are our stuff, then we think we come from the world and we're governed by the rules of the world. We begin to think that our environment and our heredity and all the rest of this stuff defines us. I said, no, that's not the content of our life. That's just its context. The content of our life is spirit. We're not human beings with some part of us that's immortal like a soul. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not human beings with a few spiritual experiences. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. You know, which takes me to that concept of, we were joking about it before the break, about you know, knowing who you are. And you know, I don't remember all the time who I am, but I know who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I remember who God is, then that's my roadmap back home. Mm-hmm. It says in the prodigal son, he came unto himself, this place of deep soul remembrance. And we were joking and saying that you take this stuff in and it's orgasmic. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is, that word know. There are many different words for know in Scripture, but that word know, particularly in Hebrew, of the Old Testament, and the be still and know that I am God, this is not a cognitive thing. This word know is an experiential know. It's you build a relationship with it, know. This would be the difference between I know there's a New York City versus I know you. In the I know you, there's a relationship there. If I know you, you know me. This is, it also means to consummate, to have intercourse with something. You know, he knew her in a biblical way. He consummated with her. When it says, be still and know, I, God, not I am God. We inserted that am in there. You look in the King James Version, that's italic. Be still and know I, God, know me. Have a relationship with me. Consummate with me. Be still and come to me. Not just be aware of me. Know me. Know me. And then when we know, then we get a sense of who we are. But we can't remember that we're spiritual beings without having a relationship with the spirit. The spiritual world. That'd be like trying to discover yourself as a musician without listening to music.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, try to be a painter and never being around paint. to find out who you are in it, you have to be in it. It's who we are. You are, it just is. You know,
we
it's like you
just is.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
It's like it in scripture, you know, who amongst you can change? Can add one cubic stature to you? You know? You when you're born, that's the color of your eyes. That's how tall you're gonna be. That's it. That's the color of your skin, you know. that's what you got. But it's like that with us spiritually too. This is what we have. This is what we've been given. This is what we've been given. Let's take stock of what we've been given.
We got somebody calling from England who is enjoying the show, and he wants to just express his gratitude and share some. Hey, Mr. P, how are you doing?
My brother.
Yes, nice to hear your voice.
Yeah,
hello to Reverend Deborah.
Hi there. Reverend Deborah, greetings, salutations, and blessings to you. How are we doing on Life Conversations today?
I'm doing
very well.
Indeed, you are. You sound absolutely fine here in London. Okay, it's a real pleasure to just to hear you here in London, Addy. It's an absolute pleasure to hear you, and you know, to see how far you've come. You know, in all these years, I just want to say I'm proud of you, bro. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Listen, I've been flying into London more lately, spending time in Bristol.
Okay.
And it's been on my mind to pull together some folks in London and maybe have some private sessions or something when I come in there. So make sure that Ade knows how to get in touch with you.
Oh, that's my brother. That's my brother.
That's my brother.
Okay.
Not blood brother, but brother, but yes. And he knows.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on blast, Mr. P.
Oh,
he
boy,
knows
here we
how
go.
To put events. He knows how to put events together. So you've heard Reverend D, and you know what? We just got to make it happen.
That's right.
We got to make it happen.
Absolutely.
That's great. My next time through London is in August.
Okay.
August. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've been going there 2-3 times a year.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, you're coming at the right kind of time of year because it's not normally. You know, it's not too cold in August, but apart from 3 or 4 months in a year, it's kind of chilly.
Yes, I know.
Mr. Pete, this is what I'm going to say to you.
Uh-huh.
Go find a date in August, and when we talk, possibly later today, give me a date. Let's talk about it. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Harold.
Okay, cool. I'm up for that.
Okay, good. Thank you, my brother.
You're
appreciate
most welcome.
You.
And you know, just enjoy the rest of your show. You guys are sounding fantastic. It's brilliant. There's so much coming out of this show, and I feel that it's transformation in action. That's all I can say. You know, what you're doing, just keep doing what you're doing, and in any way, you just tell me how I can help you or empower you in any way, and I'm here. You know that.
It's already done. We start with bringing, you know, organizing something, and there's more. All right, my brother.
Great.
I appreciate you.
Great. I appreciate
All right.
you as well. Okay, you take care. Bye, Reverend.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. See ya.
Okay.
See ya. Life is good. It's getting better. Mr. P calling from UK, London. Was it North England? North England. That's North England, North London. There we go. Now, Reverend D, you are doing something right now at your Inner Light Ministries.
and helping people recognize that oneness and falling in love with the currency of life that expresses as money, and knowing that there's unlimited good coming in so many ways. And it's called We Circulate. Can you tell us about that? And I'm curious to know if people who are not in Santa Cruz can be part of it.
Oh, yes, definitely. We Circulate is a program that we're launching here that gives us an opportunity to really notice our enoughness. It's our effort to change that narrative about there's not enough. And it simply is a practice. It's a discipline where we look out upon our day and we notice unexpected good that's coming our way, unexpected blessings. And then we are passing that on, giving the first fruits, really circulating something that is like reseeding it, planting it, so that other people can also enjoy its benefits. There is a way that people can sign up and participate. If you go to our Inner Light website, there will be a button there that can get you to the We Circulate. I'm going to be doing seminars and webinars and doing things online. But the main thing about this is how we all get connected. We share our stories and our testimonies. There have been, I think we have about 25 or 30 people who were part of this initial launch. And the first 6 weeks, collectively, we have noticed over $40,000 worth of unexpected things coming our way.
Wow.
Whether it's, you know, lunches or dinners or you know, gifts or something that we got a discount on or a refund or, you know, just all these little things. And what's happening with it is that it's opening up a space within us to be bigger givers and receivers. Sometimes people are afraid. They're like, well, I can't tithe or I can't give because I don't have enough. Okay. I'm not even asking people to give up what they think they already have. Would you be willing to just circulate stuff you didn't even expect? And in so doing, it's changing our story about not being enough. Because here's a secret. One of my mentors, Maria Nimmons, says this: how you do money is how you do life.
Yes.
So it really isn't about the money, because people find it opens up everywhere in their lives, but it's a way for us to quantify it. So we've created this website, and we've made it really easy for people to do their giving. They can text it in. You can do e-checks. You can do credit cards or debits. And if you tie to InterLight, then we're keeping track of it all. But if you don't want to tie to InterLight, tie it to wherever you want to tie it to. The most important thing is that you do the practice, and we're spiritually jogging partners with each other, giving each other support, sharing our stories, you know, our victories. And I tell you, it's already transforming lives. It really is. You just see, thank, and share. It's that simple.
So we those of us who don't live in Santa Cruz can participate online, is that correct?
Yes, you can participate online, and there will be times for us to connect with each other. We'll be doing virtual groups. And there's we have a Facebook page, and we're posting our testimonials and creating blogs with each other. We're building community around this, circulating and creating the space of enoughness.
I mean,
energetic vibration.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the beautiful thing about what you're teaching is share. It's almost like, you know, the way I look at it when we talk about spiritual principles, and when it's like you look at a plate of food and say, oh, my God, that smells good, that looks good. But unless you eat it, you would never know. So a spiritual principle, right. We must apply it. We must incorporate it in our life to know it. So it's not enough to say, okay, I got it. I realize that, you know, the DNA in me is the extension of God. Now I got it. No, when challenges come, you must walk in that truth. You must apply it so that you get to teach yourself, remind yourself that you are one with the one, that the life of God lives in you. And sometimes it's in that application that we get very heady about it.
The spiritual principles, they're just tools. And if you don't use it, it doesn't make that bit of a difference how great the tool is. You know, how many people have wonderful pieces of exercise equipment, you know, in their home that they don't use, or culinary equipment, or, you know, even our own computers. A lot of people have smartphones, but how many people really use the capacity of their smartphones?
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's like we're tootling around to the store in Maseratis. and you can't learn to swim on the shore. You have to get in the water. You just have to get in the water. And the water's fine. Water's fine. Life is a wonderful journey when we give ourselves permission to be good travelers.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I want more, but not from a place of lack. I just want more. Oh, I love you. I love you, love you, love you. I've said this before, but I thank God for you. Oh my God, you're such a gift.
And I love my sister Destiny Muhammad, whose music that she would play.
Yes, Destiny Muhammad is beautiful.
You know, when this song coming up is a wonderful song that I co-wrote with the person singing it, Valerie Joy Fidmont, and I hope people enjoy.
Yes. Woo! I feel like, you know, you're in my living room and you're saying you're getting ready to leave, and I'm just holding your legs like, don't leave yet. No, wait a minute. You want some more tea? But there's always more. We'll reconnect. I love you, Reverend D. I love you so much.
You
and
too.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
And best to everybody out there. And, you know, I encourage people to contact me, www.deborahjohnson.org or www.innerlightministries.com. And, you know, send me an email. There's, you know, a wonderful gift that we'd love to send you if anybody's interested in the series that we talked about. We'll make sure that you get your hands on some of the books and other materials that we have. Love to stay in touch with you.
Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings, Reverend.
Thank you so much. Take care. All right. Bye-bye now.
Oh, gosh. I'm so full. There's nothing to say. I'm just in gratitude, and I'm so grateful, so grateful. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I know I got to tell you some things that are coming up. I'm trying. Okay, so I'm going to try. Okay, join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the play experience. Join Celeste on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Celestial Show. And
the Ask Life Coach Out There radio show is syndicated on Friday. Go on the website and find out more information, inspiredbroadcasting.com. And the Sounds of Soul on Saturday. I am so grateful for you all. Thank you for being part of this. Let me be quiet so you can hear the rest of this song. Be loved, be true to yourself, and allow yourself to be loved. And it's time to resurrect right now. Valerie Joy, Valerie J-O-I .com. Thank you all. I love you. I'm out. Valerie Joy, resurrect me.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.